Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Videocon D2H 1Q FY16 results conference call hosted by Macquarie Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call includes forward-looking statements within the meaning of Safe Harbor Provisions of the United States Private Securities Litigation Reform Act 1995. Such forward-looking statements are based on current expectations that are subject to risk and uncertainties. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alankar Garude. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us for Videocon D2H Q1 FY16 results call. Macquarie is pleased to host the call today. We have with us on the call Mr. Saurabh Dhoot, Executive Chairman of Videocon D2H, Mr. Anil Khera, CEO, Mr. Rohit Jain, Deputy CEO, Mr. Avanti Kanthalia, CFO, and Ms. Nupur Agarwal, Head of IR. Additionally, we have Mr. Harry Sloan and Mr. Jeff Saganski, who are in the process of joining the board. I now hand over the call to Mr. Saurabh Dhoot for his opening remarks. Thank you, sir.
Hello, good morning everybody. Thank you all for joining the call. Sorry for the delay due to the technical difficulty in the line organized by Macquarie for the U.S. investors. Thanks to Macquarie for hosting our call today. Board members, management team, and I would like to welcome you all on our Q1 FY16 results call. I'm pleased to declare that with the hard work, dedication, and diligent execution of our team led by our CEO, we concluded our Q1 FY16 results with a strong performance. Q1 FY16 subscription revenues reported strong growth of 32.2% year-on-year to rupees 5.99 billion. Q1 total revenues grew 23.3% year-on-year to rupees 6.63 billion. Adjusted EBITDA grew 28.3% year-on-year to rupees 1.90 billion. That's roughly around $30 million, above $30 million. Adjusted EBITDA margin expanded 110 basis points year-on-year to 28.7% despite the substantially lower content cost in the base quarter last year. That's before the renewal of our long-term content agreements. We added 0.61 million gross subscribers in the quarter gone by. ARPU came in at rupees 205 versus rupees 187 in Q1 FY15. That's almost 10% growth year-on-year. Adjusted EBITDA minus CapEx came in at a positive of rupees 374 million, giving us comfort around ability to fund growth and achieve full cash flow break-even in the near future. Net loss for the quarter came in at INR 244 million. That's a 56.3% improvement over the base quarter last fiscal. Let's discuss the key parameters of the business, which point to how the business works and gets evaluated. On the subscriber growth front, we added 0.61 million gross subscribers in Q1. I'm happy to share that we have been the fastest-growing pay TV operator in India for the past 4 years, with a market share of 25%-27%. We have been adding 2.5-2.7 million gross subscribers each year. We believe we will continue to lead the market in terms of incremental market share. Going forward, we expect subscriber growth to gain momentum as digitization progresses. We believe around 100 million homes will be up for grabs by digital cable and DTH operators in the next 4-5 years. DTH, we believe, should gain a higher market share in phase three, phase four in comparison to what it did in the earlier two phases. Naturally, Videocon D2H will gain even further from this. On the ARPU front, our ARPU has grown from rupees 150 levels in FY13 to rupees 205 in Q1 FY16. This has been a function of increase in pack prices, higher HD uptake, and value-added services. As you all know, base packs have gone up. Base pack prices have gone up from rupees 180 in April 2012 to rupees 240 levels now. We believe this should continue to grow at least in line with inflation. We have been seeing strong demand on the higher premium content packages. HD packs are 2.5 times the base pack, and HD subscribers represent almost 10% of our total net subs. We expect this trend to continue and result in ARPU growth. Incrementally, a third of the subscribers are taking HD packs. We operate several of our own proprietary channels, some of which, such as D2H Music and D2H Cinema, are driven by subscription. We recently launched innovative value-added services recently. We are very encouraged by the traction we are getting on that. The effect of the recent price increase done in February was reflected partly in Q4 of FY15 and partly in this quarter. There will be a marginal effect to flow in the coming quarters and also the potential price increase in FY16. Hence, we feel very comfortable about the ARPU trend line. On revenue growth, while a significant proportion of our revenue is driven by subscription revenue, which is of course a result of the net subscriber base and the ARPU, largely, we just discussed as we remain focused on growing other sources of revenue as well. There are clear two strong drivers of other sources of revenue growth, advertising revenue and carriage revenue, and we are very excited about these. These gained traction in Q1 as expected. For example, we had reported advertising revenue of rupees 81 million. We have reported advertising revenue of rupees 81 million in this quarter. This compares to rupees 100 million for the full year fiscal 2015. We have now 10 of our own channels across genres such as music, kids, Bollywood. We have launched 3 of our own channels in this quarter, namely D2H Nursery Rhymes, D2H Cinema HD, and one more music channel. We'll be the first proprietary HD channel done by any other DTH operator.